The ASC Education Foundation did a survey a couple of years back of students and graduates, and really in-depth survey, asked a lot of interesting questions. But what we found is we lose 42% in the first 2 years. 18% of those go on to other technical trades. What does that tell us? That they want to work with their hands. They just don't want to work with us anymore. The sad one is 14% go to retail food sales. That screams McDonald's, Buc-ee's, all of that to me. That's a problem. That's a real problem. And what I mean by eating our young is some employers say, if you can get them to show up on time and show up every day and not make my customers mad, I'll do the rest. But then when the kid shows up, you expect them to be able to diagnose the most intricate product. So managing expectations. But if these cars today and trucks are so sophisticated, if there is no mentor to guide that individual into your shop culture and get them to be able to seamlessly move into that work environment from the classroom, and you send them on their own and expect them to be profitable in the first week, they're going to leave. And how many people on the on this call have heard or said this statement? I hired this kid out of this high-powered tech school. He rolls in his big red toolbox. I put him on a job the first day and he screwed it up. Well, did he really? Or did he do it the way he was taught and he'd used the process and procedure, but your organization circumvented the process and procedure to get the customer's vehicle out faster, and there was nobody to tell him that was your process and procedure. And now all of a sudden, you got a kid that was all excited and you just knocked his legs out from under him. And he's going, I don't want no part of this. Those are the things. We eat our young because we're not mentoring them into the industry. We think that it's an expense. It's not, it's an investment. If you know what it costs you to hire a technician, what does it take to put out an ad, do everything to hire a technician? If you know that number, and many of the fleets that I work with know that number, it's between $7,000 and $9,000. And if you've got a bunch of technicians and a high turnover rate, isn't there a better way to spend your money? You know what I mean? We've got to stop eating our young. We've got young people like Noah, and based on the information we received from Kyle Holt and SP2, this year, even with COVID, we can put our finger on over 131,000 students taking automotive classes in the US. That doesn't sound like a shortage to me, but if we lose 42% of those in the first 2 years, that's our problem. And those kids are gonna tell other kids, and we're gonna lose some of our programs. We really need to make sure that if we're going to invest in a young person's future or a veteran, that we make sure they transition into our organization and let them know that they're part of the family.